Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. I am Sunday White. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. And we also have Corey / Gaminatrix here also. Hello, ma'am. Alright, we also have Ginger Rock. Hello.
Rawr.
Hi there. We also have up in this hizzle, up in this piece, Master Blaster.
Hello.
How do you do?
Hello. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're all in a
frustrated as fuck.
Well, I know the answer to that. Anyways. I want you to tell. I mean, I don't know. We want to get into that right now, or
well, yeah, because it's important. We kind of been talking about it almost every week because I don't know. Maybe it becomes it's almost like a. This will sound insensitive, but a season for some reason around this time of the year it just starts happening. It's really weird.
While I was looking, apparently there's some kind of seasonal thing that actually does go on.
It's weird. We had a person, a gamer that one of us knows, was threatening to commit suicide. Ginger contacted me. We got on the phone and spent the last hour and a half calling all over the fucking United States trying to get help. And the apathy, you would not believe.
What was I? All right, so SL, Lumioff, twice, three times, something like that. By the way, I've got your name, and I'm still going to call you out. Marcio M. and Dean T. Scout, I hate you both. Police officers blew me off. So did the suicide hotline. And by the way, did you know there's a wait when you call suicide hotline? I waited like 5 minutes to talk to somebody.
That would be funny if it wasn't
sad. I'm most amazed that what was the lady at the police office? One of the officers told you, "What do you want me to do about it?" That's the one that got me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Protect the innocent. Save the civilians. I don't know.
Do your fucking job. How about that?
This is frustrating. The word is apathy. Complete apathy. Everybody we spoke to. When I called Second Life back, she says, and we couldn't get through to the main line, by the way, the number that they give you to call for this, you know, to have the police call. I have to call into the billing line. And say I had a billing issue to get a hold of a girl. And, you know, I went off on her and I told her basically we're about to get the media involved because you all are refusing to do anything. And she kept saying, well, we don't get involved. You don't have to get involved to say do this, 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 and this, A, B, C. Here's a number, have the police call, and then it's taken care of. That's not even getting involved. You're giving me a phone number. You could do that to any fucker you walk across on the street. Here's the phone number to Second Life. Call here. You know, why would you... I couldn't believe it. And I kept telling her, I says, I'm not trying to take it out on you, but you guys need to do something. One of your people is going to kill themselves. It's going to get out into the press. If this person manages to pull this off, I mean, and we ended up calling the FBI, and they have a cyber crimes division who I ended up speaking to, and they took all the information, and they're like, we take this seriously. We'll find this person. And get them the help that they need or get somebody over to them. But look at the time period it took, an hour and a half. So far as we know, the person is still alive and well. We don't know if they've done something to themselves, but if it was left up to the suicide hotline, to Second Life, to the local law enforcement, to her area, I'm sorry, I was trying not to give away a gender, wow. Nobody cared.
No. And I'm livid.
Yeah. One thing I was trying to look online, I was trying to Google, like, what do you do in this situation, right? And I hate to tell you, there's absolutely no information on what should somebody do if somebody online threatens to kill themselves. And
we have the only kind of little, and it's a very short guide, but even that's not helpful when people don't want to answer the phone.
Yep. It would be nice if you answer the phone when somebody tries to call, especially when it's a law enforcement agency trying to call.
Oh, help, I'm getting stabbed. Oh, I'm sorry, there's not an officer on duty.
Yeah, they told me they were all civilians at the first number and that they couldn't do anything. Apparently, their police force has all been outsourced.
The person had an AOL email, and this is one of the things I gripe about. I mean, no disrespect to anybody who immigrates here. I mean, no disrespect to anybody in any other country. I'm not saying you can't do the job just as well as an American. But for the love of fucking God, if you say America Online, you should have Americans answering the phone who actually know where the fuck the state is that we're asking you to send a policeman to.
Or I have the people who are answering the phone, take a fucking class.
If the guy says to me, we don't really know where to tell you to go. You're in the U.S., and right there that tells me you're not in the U.S. I just called America Online. Why are you not in America? Why are you not here? Why? And then you can't help me. Well, we don't know where to tell you to go. Really, America Online? Really? My head is hurting. I'm so frustrated. That is a harrowing experience to try to save somebody's life and nobody will help you. Remember we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, the whole Kitty Genovese thing? This is what this is, the digital version. Somebody's getting stabbed in the courtyard and everybody's turning their head away saying, I don't see anything.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I am... You know what? I'm going through my cards. I have a card for somebody at Fox, so I'm just going to put this out. I need to do something. I can't let this slide. I cannot. This was ridiculous. Somebody needs to put something in place. This needs to be handled better than I don't know, or there's nothing I can do. It's not acceptable. To anybody that's listening to the show that happens to have come by here that has some type of pull at your company, here's why it's not acceptable. What if it was your daughter, your mom, your sister, somebody that lived far away from you, and they just happen to be having a day where they feel like taking their own life, and somebody else was there when you weren't, and they said, nothing I can do. Wouldn't you want them to do everything they could, and wouldn't you want it to be an easy process where they can get somebody to them quickly? Obviously, the person wanted help, or they would have just got offline and done it. They didn't. Say, you know, I'm going to do this, which we all know if you've taken your Psych 101 means they wanted somebody to help them.
Yeah.
So
and I'm trying to help, and all of you, no, not all of you, I don't want to say all of you, but all the people that I've called today have blown me the fuck off.
So they wanted help. We can't get it to them without a whole lot of fucking.
I mean, cause I called SL, actually, because I've got a paid account. So I have their little whole direct chat thing. I pulled that up and talked to the guy. And he told me, oh, I'm sorry. Actually, he put me on hold for probably about 5 minutes while I tried to continue keeping my friend talking. And then all he could give me was, well, we can't do anything. We can't help you. Here, let me give you this link. And all the link was to the suicide hotline. And I was like, no, I've done this with you before. You can do something. No, I'm sorry, we can't. All right, fine. Is there somebody higher up that I can talk to? I'm sorry, nope. Ma'am, here's the link. Wouldn't yeah. even refer me
to okay, no. The first rule of customer service is when a customer requests to speak to your supervisor, you immediately give them to a supervisor. It doesn't matter what the fuck the problem is, you give them to a supervisor. And especially when it's something as serious as this. This is not something, oh, I'm sorry, here's a link. No, no, no. If I say supervisor, you give me to your fucking supervisor.
I argued with him. I disconnected 4 times and tried to connect to somebody else. And then I finally did get a hold of somebody else.
Okay. So what'd they say? Same thing? Or
same thing. We can't do anything. Actually, first it was, please hold, while I continued trying to keep her talking. And, yeah. Then it was, no, I'm sorry, we can't help. We can't do anything. Can you give me a number for them to call? Here, I can give you this. And that's when I finally got the number to SL. Because if you go on SL's main website, trying to find the number to call, mm-hmm. pain in the ass.
Well, no, you go to Linden Labs is where you go. I'm telling you all out there, if you happen to be in Second Life, it's Linden Labs is where you go to get the number. But the problem is they're not answering the damn phone.
No, they're not. And I finally...
Unless you're calling about a billing issue, that's how I got through. I had
yes.
to call the billing line to get somebody
to pick your money. I don't care about your problem.
So I did give up because I got tired of arguing with... I'm sorry, what was his name again? Marcio M., yes, I'm not going to let you off the hook, by the way. I got tired of arguing with you because you're an asshat, and then I got tired of arguing with Dean T. Scout because you're an asshat. And so I finally called the suicide hotline, and the chick there was like, we can't do anything because it's a video game. Actually, first she was like, you're talking about somebody in a video game? Yes, it's a friend of mine in a video game. You've never met this person in real life? She's a friend.
It doesn't fucking matter if they threaten to kill themselves.
I know. I know, or, I know. She was, like, acting like I was crazy because I was calling. And it was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm telling you somebody's threatening to kill themselves, and you're questioning me because I'm calling and I don't know this person in real life. I've never met them in real life.
It like, doesn't well, matter. It does. Okay, that's like the type of apathy that you see on the internet when somebody logs into a chat room and says, I'm going to kill myself, and everybody's like, oh, well, her, yeah, right. Well, let me give you some pointers and make sure you do it right the first time.
They might as well do that.
Oh, I know. I know.
So between Corey and I, we've called probably a dozen people, a dozen different lines. I've called back to several people, arguing with them. They've pretty much told me I was crazy. Well, we can't do anything. I mean, because when I called Suicide Hotline, all they could give me was for the local sheriff's office, well, sheriff's, for the police office dispatch. There we go, for the dispatch for the area. When I called the dispatch, they're all civilians and told me they couldn't do anything.
Wait. The police dispatch, but they can't do anything.
Yes. Yeah, they can dispatch police, but the people at the office can't actually do anything. They can't call Linden Labs because they're not a sworn officer.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But the thing after that should have been, you know, we can't do anything, but let me find somebody.
Let me call the officer.
Yeah, see, I had to prod her. I was like, fine, is there somebody else I can talk to? Is there somebody else in the area? And she did give me another number, which I called, and then that lady... I got hung up on, I was talking with Corey by that time. They hung up on me. Hung up on me.
Three times.
Why'd they hang up on you?
Didn't want to deal with me?
Because they didn't want to answer. One time she was letting the phone ring. They just wouldn't pick it back up. I was like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
One chick was like, well, let me transfer you to my supervisor because I don't know what to do. And the supervisor I started talking to, and then you just clicked. It was gone. And I called back.
Problems.
Oh, no, because this lady talked to me like I was an idiot. Actually, almost yelled at me. Well, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't do anything.
Please tell me you have her name.
No, I didn't. I wish I'd thought about that.
You got numbers? Because you know what? I forget it. You know what? I don't need to go to a media outlet. I forgot. I have some behind the strings full of Yahoo. This is going to be up tomorrow morning. Everybody's going to be in fucking trouble. Fuck all of you. You're all in trouble.
Yes, I do have telephone numbers. I do.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This should not have happened. This should not have to go through this much trouble. And why are people acting like we're calling them and we're crazy? We're trying to save somebody's life. Again, if it was a family member of yours and you heard all of this, you would be outraged. You would be ready to sue whoever. You'd be ready to sue Linden Labs. But because it's not you, whatever. You've never met them in person? It does not fucking matter. It never matters. It said, I'm going to kill myself. You should step up.
Now I'm trying to keep this person talking while I hope somebody is actually going to do something. And I don't even know. I don't know. And I don't even know if there's going to be a way for me to know that anybody showed up, except for maybe her screaming at me, oh, my God, why are the police at my door?
That would be better, at least they know they came. On Twitter, we have Fuzzy Spism is offering to help if she can. We appreciate it. Right now, Jen is just trying to keep them talking. Other than that, we don't know what else to do. We don't know what else to do. We've called everybody. Once you get to the FBI, you pretty much reach the end of the extent of what you can do.
Yeah.
Unless Anonymous wants to step in. We know you listen to our show sometimes. This is one of the times you probably need to step in. Help would be nice if you're listening. Let me do the geek call. Neo, if you're out there, we could use some help. God. I'm
pissed. I mean, all right, don't get me wrong. I'm concerned about my friend. Really, I am. She's been somebody I've played with for almost a year now. And, yeah, I have her cell phone number. We've texted back and forth. I've talked to her in emails. We talk in Skype. We talk in Facebook all the time. I was not aware that it was this off the rocker.
That she was needing some help.
Well, no, I more meant the whole relationship thing. Okay.
Too much. But in any case, too much. The thing it's not that I'm not concerned about her. I'm amazed at how apathetic the people are.
Yeah.
I'm upset, yes, because I wish there was something that we could actually do, but we're not getting any cooperation. And we don't mean to keep harping on it. I'm just shocked at how it's just like, whatever. I can't even wrap my head around somebody being like that. I understand. Put it this way, if it's somebody on the street that's hurt and they're laying, they're dying, I understand why doctors and nurses don't stop. I get that. I'm medically trained. I have walked over to people and stood there and be like, I can't touch her, but I can tell you what to do because I'm not going to get sued. You know, don't do that. Yeah. Don't move her head. Don't move her legs. Don't do this. Do this. Raise this. Do this. Clamp this off. Somebody fell down the escalator at the airport one day, and me and a nurse ran over. We both bent down, and then we backed up with our hands in the air, and she's like, nurse. I said, medical assistant. She says, I'm not touching her. I'm not touching her either. Who's with her? You know, so we stood there, and we talked her sister through, you know, what to do to help her until somebody came to help. But this is on the phone. It should not be a hands-off, I don't want to deal with it. Oh, it's time for me to go home. I got to go to lunch. How much time does it take for you to go down your little fucking list you probably have on the wall by your desk and say, let me find Billie Jean over here at the other substation and see if she can help you out because, we don't have an officer here, but maybe they have one. It takes 5 minutes. It's that long. Billie Jean, we got suicide. We need to call over and get the person's information and then go do a welfare check. How hard is that? You that pressed for time to get home so that you can watch Dancing with the Stars that you can't take 5 minutes to make a call to save somebody's life. Dancing with the Stars can be recorded. It's not
exactly
on the stick in the show, but okay, we need to get off this topic because I'm getting madder by the minute. This will be up on Yahoo tomorrow, I promise y'all. I promise. Okay, moving along. Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. I heard the rumbling bread.
Mm-hmm.
There's good things from Steam.
Okay, that's good.
I forgot what it is right now because I'm so angry. This is anger laughing. I'm so angry. Oh. Damn.
Could you maybe, help us out a little more than Steam?
I'm trying.
They're
to.
Good
the
things.
Thing I can remember.
It's
the only thing I can remember.
Mac.
How about, is it?
That's what
no,
it was.
No. It's coming to Linux.
There's
yes.
a confirmation of, yeah, there's a screenshot confirming that Left 4 Dead 2 is running on Linux box. And not only that, but they're working on a new free DLC for Portal 2. Going to be able to make your own test chambers.
Yes, I was getting to that. Thank you. If you knew, why are you making me struggle over here?
Well, I just like to see you squirm. It's kind of a fetish.
Ain't the first time I heard it. Anyway. So, now... there's something else going on in Steam that, wait a minute, first let me, before I open my mouth about that, because, you know, I've been opening my mouth about shit to speak, apparently, I shouldn't be talking about. Before I say this all live on the air, let me check and make sure it's okay to say something that has to do with Steam. Why won't my email open? Why you no work? No messages. You people come talk to us in the chat room. Oh, never mind, it was another message. Okay. Let me make sure. Let me walk you. Okay, yay! I can talk about it. Okay, so the Walking Dead game, we got it.
We do?
Hmm?
Yeah.
What?
The Walking Dead video game?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to play it. Zombies.
Oh, no, you won't play zombies, but we got it.
It's just Left 4 Dead 2 with a reskin on everybody.
Oh, wait, no, it is not, honey. We said the Walking Dead. It's going to be done episodic. I'm going to give you a little bit about it because I don't think, you know what? They sent this to us like, it'll be out tomorrow. Can you have it done by then? No. I don't think we can, but we will tell you about it now. If you're planning on playing The Walking Dead, you are a fan. It is on, need to have Windows XP Vista or Windows 7, 1.8 gigahertz core processor duo or equivalent, 2 gigabytes RAM, an ATI NVIDIA card with 512 megabytes RAM, and of course DirectX 9.
That's all. Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty low key, but again, it's episodic. Since each episode will cost you $4.99, I like the idea.
It's epileptic.
But the reason why I brought up Steam is because it's going to be on Steam, Blaster.
Everything's on Steam if it's on the PC, pretty much. Oh, except for Battlefield 3, which is really stupid.
That's because why?
Are you jealous?
I don't know. I don't really know because I've never played it. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm jealous.
It's for EA. It's an EA game, so it's on what?
I knew that. That's not what I'm She asked if I was jealous. I said, I don't know because I've never played it.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to be jealous.
That's why it's not on there. That is exactly why it's not.
And that's why I won't. Yeah, that's why I won't be playing it because it's not on there. Sorry.
Now we've been waiting on you to come back so we could have this discussion. How are you feeling about the developers saying they're not happy with all this low price, this low balling going on Steam because it said it ruins the value of the game. The players don't realize how valuable their game is if they can get it for $4.
I think that developer wouldn't even be selling the game if it wasn't for $4. So I think that they can pretty much take their criticism. I'll tell you this. Okay, I'll tell you what. Do you want to have an empty wallet and feel good about your game being $60, or do you want to have a full wallet and, you know, take the shame of having to sell it for $4? Up to you.
Okay. I'll use $4 as a, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean. I know the amount is actually immaterial. The question is whether or not you feel like you are going to, you feel happy with having it at full retail value and not selling anything, or, you know, or very low amounts of, or low copies of it, or having discounted and selling tons of it. Which would you rather do? That's the question, developers. Since the product costs you, in development, yes, but the product itself to manufacture costs nothing, right? Do you understand what I'm talking about, the difference between that? So you could have 1,000 copies of it on Steam, right? Didn't cost you $1,000. It didn't cost you amount per copy. It just cost you development cost, right? So if you only sell 20 of those for full retail value, and you get X amount of dollars, but if you sell all 1,000 of them for a discounted price, you're going to have more money in your pocket.
I see what you're saying there. I see what you're saying there, but I'm on the fence about this one. You know how I am. On one hand, as you're saying, you're not pressing any CDs, you're not making any, you know, you're not spending anything extra to have it be downloaded digitally. But at the same time, I understand them about their work and devaluing the game, and I get both sides. I just want a copy. I don't care where it comes from.
I'm just going to say that I read an article a while back where actually Gabe Newell was talking about this, and he was like, you know, there are games out there that we put it on discount, like the cheaper we put it on discount, the more money the developer makes. That's what Gabe Newell says. I don't have the statistics in front of me because that stuff's kind of really private and internal to Valve, but I don't think he could come out and lie about that and say that and not be true. So, I mean, I don't understand what if the point is just a matter of pride, then, you know, if you're your pride or your wallet, pick one. And if you don't, I'm pretty sure if you told Steam that, you know, if you just told Steam, I don't want to sell it on your service because you're going to discount it, I'm pretty sure Steam would probably let you put it on there and never discount it. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't sell it any more than you're selling, you know, elsewhere. But, you know, that's up to you. That's just my thought on it. I don't know.
Ladies, any comments, suggestions, naked pictures?
Nope.
I will take the naked pictures for $9,000, please.
This is not the pyramid game.
Damn it. Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, now I'm fixing to hit the topic that always gets everybody aggravated. I don't remember what day we were talking about this. Somebody's trying to sue somebody about their kid getting.
Oi, here we go.
Yeah.
Hold on, about their kid getting what?
Their kid getting pedophiles, Xbox. You get it? You getting a picture here? Okay, so now I'm about to actually tell you. Okay, so basically this is a tabloid put out something in the press about Xbox pedophile predators move in on prey within 2 minutes of contact. This is it was in the Metro last week on Wednesday, and it made the front page of its edition. Well, everybody's angry. Within reason. I'm trying to figure out where to start eating this elephant because we have to do this every week. We have to eat this elephant every week. Every week we have to harp. Every week we got to bitch and complain. Every
I wish
week.
I had pictures of you eating an elephant. That would be humorous and sexy.
You know what? I didn't say like that. Dirty blaster. So basically they've scared a bunch of parents. They're upset saying, oh, well, the predators are after my kids on the Xbox. The Metro based its piece solely on a press release that came that had the words pedophile on the headline, Xbox and PlayStation in the body, and bam, there we go.
That's why they
Xbox
did it. They wanted to generate a whole bunch of controversy, so that's why they did it like that.
So they're saying, wait a minute, hold up. One of their authors said they spoke to a Julia Davidson, explained that predatory online chat can become sexualized within 2 minutes. The release also said the report highlights how gaming platforms such as Xbox Live and PlayStation Network are also used to target children, particularly boys.
Shit, I'll tell you, chat with me gets sexual within like 30 seconds.
And I will confirm that.
But not with little boys. Cause
this show gets sexual within 5 seconds.
Yeah. But not with little boys because they have no money and no job.
Exactly. You can't pay, you ain't getting shit. Sorry.
You live with your mama. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no house.
What's that song? Something about a scrub.
Don't want no scrubs.
There you go.
Ain't get no love from me.
He's hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. At me. There you go. So no.
I'm rolling because you ain't getting shit.
So, I don't know. On one hand, yes, the report, I'm not going to say it's accurate, but yes, you should, as we say every week, be watching your children. Why are they on Xbox Live by themselves? Why are they on PlayStation by themselves? Is my question. Why aren't they on the Wii?
This is the truth. Why not on Wii? Wii is so much more kid-friendly. Why would you let your child out on Xbox Live? Do you know, have you been inside any of the games? Xbox
no, and that's why they're doing it. They haven't been inside. They don't know.
I mean, hell, just pull up Uno on Xbox Live.
So Uno on Facebook gets racy.
Everywhere.
You know, Uno on Facebook gets racy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen so many penises in my life until I signed in to
penises.
Uno on Xbox Live.
Peni.
Peni.
That's why I think
penises.
That. Well, there was this. Well, we know. Thank you. Okay. There was this. There's this video game MMO out there, and I forget which one it was. I think it was maybe Final Fantasy 7 or 11 or whatever. They were talking about, like, years ago, I remember reading an article, they were talking about doing having voice in the MMO, kind of like, you know, how Second Life does it, right? Mm-hmm. But doing it in like in a pure MMO game, like a fantasy MMO, you know, kill monsters, get loot, not a big open sandbox like Second Life is. And that was like the big thing. I kept thinking, I'm like, how are they going to control? Like, you know, people already can't control themselves even when they're anonymous online. Then you add voice chat to that, it just goes all downhill from there.
Yeah.
I mean,
are
really.
You talking about Wizard 101?
I don't know. It was actually, it was going to be on the Xbox. I remember that. It was an MMO that was coming to the Xbox, and I forget which one it was. And I get canceled, I think, eventually. But they were talking about it uses Xbox Live to have voice chat in the MMO. And I'm like, that's just a recipe for disaster. I remember thinking about that.
And again, we must confer to Wizard 101, who does it beautifully.
Yes, Wizard 101, I actually played this game. And you know what? I had fun with it. I had fun playing the game, and I'm definitely not a little kid. Well, I might be. Might have the mindset of a little kid every now and then, because I'm a little odd. But I had fun playing it, and I'm going to tell you, it was The parents had to approve everything. They could not, the kids could not chat. They couldn't do anything, really. And what
pre-generated responses. Pre-generated responses is what they have.
Oh. Yeah, pre-generated responses. You were not, they couldn't type anything. And I think they couldn't receive any private messages either unless the parents okayed it. And that was probably the best thing ever because I'm going to tell you, there are some really fucked up people out there who will be sending kids messages, and I just want to, like, castrate them.
Why would Xbox go to... You know what? I'm remembering what you're saying, Buster. If I'm not mistaken, I think we mentioned it here on the show because that's when the Kinect first came out, wasn't it? Or no, it wasn't the Kinect. It was the other, the Vision Cam, that Vision Cam thing.
I think this is back when the original Xbox was out, and they were talking about Xbox... like the new Xbox 360. It was a long time ago.
I remember something about them wanting to do that, and then the Vision Cam came out, and I was like, that's not a good idea because there was no safeguards in place with the Vision Cam. It was like, oh, you plug it in, and then you just go into the game, and if they had one and you had one, you could see them. It was no friends list thing. So really, if you're going to do stuff for kids, it needs to be like Wizard 101 or on the Wii. Wii does have voice speak, but there's no headphones. Everybody in the room can hear what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good for having a kid in your house. Everybody can hear. If the guy is talking about, hey, Billy, give me your phone number, his mom is sitting, even if she's in the next room, she can hear because that's how loud that little tiny fucking speaker is. It costs $20, and it's louder than any speaker I've ever heard in my life. Billy, what's your phone number? What the hell did he just say to you? You know, from two rooms over. Oh. So that right there is the perfect console to put a little person on. The only thing they can do is play Animal Crossing together or Mario Kart. Or one of those games, and you can hear everything that's being said. And immediately, somebody says something you don't like, you come and, you know, yank it. You're out of here. Let's go. As opposed to the Xbox, it's in the headset.
Billy,
some of you don't know how
big is mommy's rack?
Some of you don't know how to turn off the Kinect. Yeah, you see people don't know how to turn off the Kinect. Hey, y'all be bad.
Billy. Mail mommy's panties to this address.
Oh, my God.
But just the dirty ones.
Ew!
Oh, that was
Ginger, you didn't tell me you were Asian.
That was nasty.
I'm so glad I just won the nasty title. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, everything.
So how about I'm on my GGR avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a sandbox trying to unpack some stuff, and this dude's trying to grief me by pushing me, so I just sat on something. Now he's, like, standing on top of me or something. What do people get out of this? Seriously, he just got muted.
No, you should have sent him a link to the Jozo Yuki so he could hear you saying, you stupid whore.
If you ignore the troll, it will go away.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. I muted him, and I'm just kind of sitting here. He can't push me. He can't do anything, so whatever.
Hey, that's another listener. Forget him being a troll. That's a new fan. That's a potential fan. Come on over here so we can talk bad about you, because we are going to talk about you.
I'll even say his name, Kamikaze Axelson. That's not your avatar.
Well, that doesn't sound like a troll's name at all.
Doesn't.
That sounds like an upstanding
avatar.
Gentleman.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'll say his avatar name, Senior Frog 13.
Ooh.
That is his avatar name. Mm-hmm. That's right, bitch. I just said you on the air.
You done been cut. You done been cut. You done been cut.
Frog do.
All right. So next on our list. The Kickstarter things are apparently out of control. People are getting scared, especially developers. We don't need to be scared, though. Because this is becoming the new model. I didn't see this one coming, I have to say. It was all due to Double Fine started all this. But people are getting worried. Wait a minute. What happened to – why do I scroll? Why? I know not to scroll from the morning time. I know better. That's our rule in the morning. Never scroll while you're reading stuff. Or you lose your place in your story. And I scrolled right when I went to look at it. Bam, and it was gone.
Developers are scared of Kickstarter. I can understand that, though. Just while you're looking for it, I can understand why they'd be scared because, well, first off, change is scary. Let's just say that, right? Change is
extremely... that's not the reason. That's not the reason. Okay, going back without giving away
All right. I was going to finish, though. I read an article about, and I don't think this is the same thing you're about to talk about, but I read an article that said that even a game company that gets, let's say, you know, they do a target of like 70,000, 700,000, right? There's people that don't actually do what they pledge to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the costs and stuff associated with, you know, the prizes and things like that, or not the prizes, but whatever, the here's your reward for being and donating to us, blah, 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 crap. Plus there's the cut that Kickstarter takes, right? So all of that, I read an article saying that there's a game company that went in there, they got their target.
Yes, that's exactly
money,
what I was about to talk about.
Oh, okay, well, then I'll let you talk about it, because you'll probably...
No, go ahead. You already
have well, they got their target money after all the expenses and after all the people that didn't actually live up to what they pledged and blah, blah, blah. They ended up coming short, I think, by a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, they ended up...
Whatever it was. I don't remember what the number was. It might have been only in the thousands. I don't know. Anyways, they came up short. And they said that if they had to do all over again, they would have asked for a heck of a lot more, because it was the only way that after, you know, all said and done, they were actually going to get what they needed. So, anyways,
well, they're still saying they're on target to finish the game, but
yes.
They
yes.
would have had a whole lot more money had it not gone down like this. Another company called FoundingXC.com was made in 1993. Said that he, how are you trying to spin this? Okay, he said he pushed his personal hobbies and wealth as an independent investor in media and gaming. He had a strong relationship with popular gaming studios such as Double Fine Entertainment, made his impact on providing funding solutions to those looking to create something meaningful. But that is going the way of the dinosaur, because so many people are trying to get Kickstarters going.
I see this burning out very quickly.
Yeah.
This whole Kickstarter thing is like a flash fire. It's going to burn hot for like probably a year or two, and then it's just going to cool off.
Yeah,
because
I think so too.
That's what's going to happen. So enjoy it while you can. Those of you who have Kickstarter projects who are nearing completion or nearing your goals, enjoy it while you can, because I don't think that's going to be the way it is in a couple more years.
Well, they're talking about how much money can you get out of Kickstarter. Somebody said, are you going to be able to get $15 million out of them? They said maybe someday, but probably not now. Actually, Leisure Suit Larry got funded.
Oh, my
sure.
God.
Yeah.
Well, it's digital boobs. I mean, I would fund that.
Of course you would, you perv.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's pot calm kettle black.
Lord, what am I going to do with y'all? What am I going to do with y'all? But for now, Kickstarter's making their money. They got some funding, not Kickstarter. Do they use your own things when you need money? I was wondering, if you're Kickstarter, do you start a Kickstarter project? I'm curious.
Why doesn't Kickstarter get... See, that's the thing I never understood. So why not just give them the money even if it's not meeting their goal? I don't understand.
You know, I don't understand that either. And then you can still take your cut. I don't understand. I think... Well, no, none of them do that. Somebody's going to start doing that, and they're going to make a lot of money. You know what? Whatever they pledge, it's yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's your goal, but even if you don't meet it, you know what it should be? If you don't meet it, we'll take a bigger cut.
And we'll still give them, we'll still give you whatever they pledge.
Whatever they pledge, but we'll take a bigger cut just because you didn't meet your goal. That's motivation. We don't want you to take more of our money.
I mean, I'm sure it's a motivation thing. It's like, oh, yeah, I really want to see this project come to fruition, and oh, it's shy by... You know, $300, I'll give the $300. Yeah, I can see somebody doing that, right? Just so that they can get whatever's coming out that they want, right? But I don't know if that's really – there's a lot of developers out there that, you know, a lot of people are – they meet a niche market. They're not just saying developers, whatever the Kickstarter project is. They meet a niche market, right? And then it gets up to a certain amount, and just they've capped at least the interest – And they've reached the end of their niche market there, at least the people that are willing to give money to them. And I just think that they should still get the money. That's just me.
We all feel that way. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, well, then
totally
it's not
you.
It's not just me, then.
No, it's not just you.
Good.
All right, two people. Did y'all bring some other stuff to the table? No.
I did.
You guys
say no. I always bring something to the table.
Is it candy?
You might have talked about this. Did you know your boyfriend is out?
What boyfriend?
Out at G4. He's not there anymore.
Yes, we said it this morning.
I know. How do you feel about that? I mean, no more getting felt up at by Adam Sessler.
Yeah, no more getting loved up by the Sess. Or maybe more, because he won't be constrained by G4. It'd be nice. I may be in trouble. If I come up missing, y'all better come find me. Or don't.
He I'm telling you, he's going to switch from his soapbox to your black box.
Hey!
Whoa, what?
That was funny.
Oh, wow.
Hey!
Can I pet him, or do you want to pet him?
I thought it was funny, personally.
Like, hey!
Hey, I want to do that, too, but you won't let me. Anyways. Cecily, though. I thought Cecily was the only reason, really, to watch G4 anymore. How do you guys feel about that? When's the last time you watched? Let's put it this way. Start with this. When's the last time you watched G4? It's been a while for me, but...
When I was on it. I said, I was like, oh, I'm done. I achieved that goal. Check that off.
How about
list.
You, Snow, Jin? Last time you watched G4? Been a while?
Probably never. Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah.
Wow, ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to watch it once. Come on. Seriously, when's the last time you watched it?
She's like,
never.
You keep in mind, G4 like came and went like a supernova. It was like they were hot for like 3 months, and then the people that owned MTV came in and bought it, and then it just died just that quick. It seems like it was a long time that they were out, but literally it was about the 3 to 4 month span when it was like everybody was like, oh, there's a gamer TV. And I'm telling you, I put my TV there, and I would stay on that channel all day, and I'd sit and just watch all day from sunup to sundown.
You know, like, when they got rid of that tech show with Leo LaPod or whatever the heck his name was, that's when they went downhill. When that tech show went away.
That was all within a span of 3 months. Remember, G4 came, then they merged with Tech TV, and then they fired everybody from Tech TV, except for the people that did, what's the show that they do? I can't even think of the name of it. X-Play. And then all the people, they guys started knocking off the people that were actually on G4, their shows, and then started replacing it with Star Trek The Next Generation and Cheaters and Fastlane and whatever the fuck else comes on that channel other than the game shows.
Yeah, they did try to make MTV it up. I can see that. They made all these, you know, stupid shows that had really, say, like MTV started off music television, music videos. This, you know, G4 started off, or at least the gaming, the tech TV started off as video games and everything about, you know, technology, and then they turned it into MTV again. Yeah, I could see that. That's actually a really good analogy.
That's why we have women sitting in pies and what's up, Japan? That is not part of our – I mean, it's part of our culture, but it's not a big enough part to have a whole network built around
it. Actually, I don't even think – I would say that it is a subsect. And so what you've done is instead of – it's like Reddit, right? I don't know if you guys are on Reddit a lot, but it's like so you got the Reddit front page, which is just bubbling up from all the different subsets, right, and all the cool stuff, right? And then it's like taking that and replacing it with, like, you know, our cute animals all the time. And saying that this is the same Reddit you've always loved and enjoyed. No, it's different. It's a subreddit, right? It's not all the things I'm interested in, right? It's one piece, and you've just overloaded me, and I don't care.
I think this is the end of G4. I think that's it. They need to go on and pack it in.
Well, you know that actually that Sessler left on, well, at least the rumor is left on less than amicable terms with them. It was a contract dispute.
Yeah.
Contract. And basically, I can imagine Sessler doing this, and Sessler would be 100% right to do this. He came in to them probably and said, okay, my contract's coming up. I am G4 TV. Pay me that way. Right? And they're like, you know, who the F are you, right? Get out, right? And that's,
He is right. He is G4 TV. I'm going to tell you now, I love me some Morgan Webb. Okay, I love her to death. But at PAX, when I was standing talking to him, there was nobody screaming Morgan Webb. They, you know, oh, she's hot, she's gamer chick. I'm very proud that she's in the clan.
Right.
But they were screaming for Adam. They wanted to talk to Adam. They wanted to be around Adam. And I told Ginger this morning.
I wanted to be around Adam.
Yes, I told Ginger this morning. I kind of saw this coming. The last time I saw him, he whispered in my ear. He looked around and he looked very annoyed. And I, as I said this morning, I don't think it was so much as that he doesn't like his fans. But when you get to be a certain age, people that are the age gap makes the younger people get on your fucking nerves.
You know what he said? Do you know what he said, though?
What did he say?
When he finally confirmed it, that he left G4, because there was this question about, he was like, I'm going to go lay down now.
That's about right. But you know what he whispered in my ear? He says, I'm older than my fucking demographic. I told G4, I don't want to do this shit anymore. This is what he whispered in my ear. I couldn't say that part this morning. I don't want to do this shit no more. I'm older than my demographic. And I was like, I just looked at him, and he says, I said, okay, I'm going to go this way, Adam. Where you going? I'm pretending like I didn't hear that. I don't know nothing. I don't want to be involved.
That's when you should have. Oh, Corey, come on, man. That was your chance. He was opening up his heart to you, and possibly his zipper later.
Oh my God.
That's what he wanted to do, but I had to go. But I saw it coming.
Sessler. He's like Jell-O. There's always time for Sessler. There's always room for Sessler, Corey.
There's always room for Sessler.
That's
it's
right.
The Sess. It's the Sess. Call him the Sess. The Sessy has gone from G4.
Can I say this? My encounters with Sessler, he seemed like a very professional person. He was not a stuck-up bitch.
No, not.
He actually accidentally ran into me at E3, and he was like, "Oh, excuse me, sorry." You know, it wasn't like, "What the? You know, if you're doing, get out of my way, bitch." He was like, "Excuse me, I'm sorry." You know, that's a very normal response. I have a lot of respect for Sessler. He probably walked in there and probably said exactly what you said, and probably said, "I want a more senior role here," and they probably told him he's just a TV personality and get the fuck out of their office.
Well,
right.
He was the editor-in-chief of the games content. That's why I said this is pretty much it for them, I think. Morgan, I've noticed, has taken kind of a step back even since they started doing some of the stuff you see them doing, you know, with the girls sitting in the pies. You don't. Morgan Webb is not sitting in no fucking pie either. I know she'd be like, what? I don't think so. So I'm thinking this is pretty much it for them. It's not like you can stick anybody in that role on X-Play.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. The two of them are... You know, they go together.
Can I say this to you? I know you like her very much, but to be honest with you, to me, X Play and G4 was Sessler all the time.
That's what, like, I just said. I said I like her, I love her.
We know who the
bread and cheese were. What was it on X Play? We know who it was. They played off of each other well. That's why I say you can't just stick somebody else in his place. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Morgan, maybe. I'm not saying it'll be easy. Maybe you could stick another chick there. She'd have to be badass and mouthy, but she had to have that same chemistry. But with Adam gone, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that I know of that could replace him.
Agreed.
G4, just go on and shut down. Or
what's the guy's name? The guy, the little guy on, the heck's his name on? The show they have 1 hour every night, the Tack of the Show. Yeah, that little... That little chihuahua could not replace Adam Sessler. I'm sorry.
Keely, you know what? I had a lot of love for Keely until the first Mass Effect scandal came out and he had to go on CNN. And he's smart, but he couldn't really hold his own.
Kevin,
I'm like,
Guerrero, right? That's who you're talking about, right?
No, I'm talking about Keely.
Kevin Guerrero is chihuahua.
I didn't see him. I'm talking about Keely. Keely was put in front of, you know, to speak for all of us on CNN. I'm like, okay, come on. Let's do this. And they were like boobs. I like boobs.
Boobs.
Nancy, can you sit in the pie? Nancy Grace? No.
Nancy, you sit in the pie.
Fuck yeah. You know Nancy Grace would say that to him. Bitch, you sit in the pie. So he said he had good points, but he didn't take it and run with it. This was a time when you were speaking for your respective community and you didn't step up to the plate. You didn't. I don't care if there could be 20 people there that all were speaking against me. They weren't going to get a word in edgewise every time you said, there's sex in Mass Effect. There's also sex in Desperate Housewives and all your soap operas you watch during the day too, bitch. What?
Soap operas have sex? Damn it. I knew I was missing out on free porn.
Yeah, there's sex on the Playboy Channel, damn it.
Well, see, that's not free, though.
Oh, that's
is
true.
Playboy Channel even still around?
Yeah, actually,
yes.
It is, actually.
So
speaking of MTV in it, they've MTV'd it, too. They have all these, like, crappy little, like, you know, reality shows and stuff, and it's like, where's the porn?
MTV cannot decide what the hell they want to do. They're also making a game out of the presidential race.
Oh, God.
Why MTV?
Well, okay, I've always said this, though. I've always said that the best learning tool for me has been video games, right? And if somebody could find a way, and I'm not just talking about, oh yeah, one company did this or one company does this. I'm talking about, like, make it so that all schools out there use, like, these training video games that can educate people in how to do electronic engineering or computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
Something that makes it fun in a video game type of way with achievements and all that kind of stuff, but you mix it in with real learning. I'm telling you, man, that would be awesome. I think kids would love to go to school. It would impassion kids to go to school and take ownership of their learning, of their futures. You know, and I think
let's ask our educator. What do you think, Miss Snow White?
About what exactly?
Children using games to be educated. Do you think it would impassion them? Would they love it? Would they want to game and learn every day?
Yes. I mean, That's kind of a silly question, honestly. I mean, kids play games. That's what they do. If you use games to help educate them, they'll be more involved. They'll be more passionate, they'll pay more attention, you know, they'll learn more. If you can get a kid's attention, if you can entertain them while they learn, then yes, they'll learn more. If you bore the fuck out of them, they're not going to learn shit.
There you have it. Thank you, British Corey, for facilitating that conversation.
British Corey is hot. She needs to come visit more often.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome.
I'm going to give her a paddle on the bum later.
All
right. I'm going to need the UK people to come up with a different word. That bum thing just kind of messes with me. Every time I hear it, I'm like, I don't know.
Corey's like, why are we all beat up on homeless people?
Pretty much.
You know, it's really funny. There's this guy I know named Randy, right? And you know what Randy is in British, right? So
yeah.
So I think he was meeting like his girlfriend's father, and for the first time, and his girlfriend was her father was from Great Britain, and she said, "This is my boyfriend Randy," you know. And it was like the father was like the whole time trying to give him this evil eye, right? Because he's like
awesome.
Because he's thinking Randy as in, like, you know, the guy who's horny, right, all the time. And it was just, like, it was kind of an interesting thing. It was culture. I guess they don't have guys named Randy in Great Britain. I guess it's pretty much an American.
No, it's Randall. Name. It's Randall.
Must be
Randall.
It's Randall.
I thought it was anyway, it's a little anecdote there.
Apparently I couldn't say, so, yeah.
So,
well.
Anyways, the Sessler gone. I was surprised to see that.
The end of an era.
Yeah. Hey, the Portal 2 level editor. I'm excited about that.
I think Ginger got a story.
Oh, she has a story? I'm sorry.
I got a story. All right. So we were talking about Xbox Live earlier, how popular it's getting for porn and molesting children, apparently, and everything else. Apparently, it's also really good for setting up drug deals.
Did you
hear about that?
Yeah.
It's an achievement. They're going for an achievement.
Apparently.
The first one's free is the name of the achievement.
Pedal Bear and, you know, drug dealing. So, 19-year-old Garrett Bryant, apparently, he's from Kentucky. Could be a lot of his issue right there, like I said earlier. Anyways, he bought a pound of marijuana and had it mailed to him under a fake name.
With his camera tag attached.
He was busted because they delivered the marijuana to the wrong address. The guy opened the box thinking it was a shirt he'd ordered offline. Oh, no, this is a pound of marijuana.
Oh, I wanted it made with hemp, not marijuana.
I know, right? He turns it over to the police. The police take it to the postmaster, who then delivers it to the correct address, takes it to the address. The guy signs for it. The minute he signs for it and closes the door, the police knock on his door with a...
I did not know the post office was that kinky. They have a postmaster? It's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, I met you today. What is going on with you?
I don't know. Sorry.
He spent $2,300 to buy this pound of marijuana. Apparently, he was going to sell it.
What kind of marijuana was he buying?
Fuck if I know.
$2,300?
Yes.
The kind that when you smoke it, you get antlers.
What kind of weed was he buying?
I did not say.
He got taken, if you ask me.
Right? God.
Smoking. I know that's too much money. That is too much money. Oh my God!
Like, you ever seen Grandma's Boy? It's the kind of you smoke that you get antlers after you.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the vernacular for the horns and things. I'm sorry. I cannot help you. I don't smoke that stuff.
I used to. I'll be honest. $2,300, bitch. Please. I ain't never bought even a joint in my life. I always had it bought for me.
That's pretty deep. But yeah, for $2,300, you probably wouldn't have had one bought for you, right? They'd have been I'm going to smoke this myself.
You're like, I don't care how good your tits are. I'm not buying that.
You know, those are very beautiful. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
No, don't even do the secondhand. No, get out. No. I need it to stay in here with me. You're going to have to go. You're sucking up the extra. I can't believe that. Okay. Yeah, I have to do this one before we have to go. I have to tell you about this. Walmart is now letting you pay for your purchases online with cash.
What?
Really? How's this?
How do you accomplish that?
I remember teleportation. We just didn't know it.
Here's what you do, supposedly. You're supposed to complete the transaction by actually going to the store and paying what you're supposed to pay in cash, and then you wait for it to arrive in the mail, which defeats the whole fucking purpose of shopping online.
What the hell?
It's like you walk in the store and there's the item you want to buy right on the shelf there.
But
no, you bought it online. You have to wait. But there's my TV over there. You got to wait, sir. I'm sorry you bought it online. Well, shucks.
It's right there. I can't ask.
You're paying shipping and everything, and you're driving to the fucking store. Just go ahead and pay for it at the store. Put it in your car and save your money.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's like my thing tonight. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
You know, that's like driving out, right, and pulling up next to a prostitute, paying her $100, and then driving home and waiting 2 days for your escort to show up.
Exactly.
Well, they think that this is awesome. They told All Things D that this could mean that a large portion of the Walmart.com's audience is unwilling, unable, or simply doesn't prefer to use plastic because they're not having a lot of people buying it with the credit cards. Why deny those dollars just because they're green and non-magnetically striped? You know what?
Or they just come out and say it's because all the...
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I am? Was I breaking up?
Yeah, you've been breaking
up. See, you doing this to me this morning, too, and everybody's like, no, we hear it just fine.
Well...
Corey's breaking up with us.
Maybe. Let me try moving some stuff around, because Kit Natrix is in here biting on stuff really. Is that better?
That's
yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I don't understand. You have so many people that give away the cards now. You can go anywhere and put money on a card if you just really want to buy something online.
Honey, Walmart has cards. For fuck's sake. I have one sitting on my desk right now. Walmart.
The mail I chose.
There's a machine in Walmart. Okay. That you can put cash in, and it spits out a little Visa card. You can reload it at this machine. Oh, look, I'm going to go reload my money card.
I've never seen that before.
You put cash in the machine, you put your card in, it's reloaded. And guess what? It works just like a credit card.
They 50 million, if you go to Western Union, they have one. It works like a bank account. It has a routing number. You can have money deposited in, you know, from a check if you work. Just pretty much everywhere. Hell, Walgreens has one. CVS has their own card. Everybody has it.
Well, my point is, though, why the fuck are you doing this for Walmart when Walmart has a card right in the goddamn store?
You know, I like what they said. They're like, this gives an opportunity for those of, you know, our Walmart.com customers who can't, you know, don't have a credit card. Or they just said the stupid people. The stupid people that shop at Walmart.com, this gives them a way to buy stuff online and feel good about themselves.
And be like, I bought something on the interweb.
I'm here to pay for my interweb purchase.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Okay, so I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it online. Put my ass in the car, waste my money.
Waste gas.
Drive into Walmart, going to pay, drive all the way back home, and I'm going to wait for my item to be shipped for me that I'm having to pay to be shipped for me, yet it was sitting on the fucking shelf in Walmart when I went to go pay.
Shipping and handling. They have to pay shipping. And don't please tell me Walmart.com does not make them pay for shipping and handling.
Yes, they do.
God.
Well, they say, this is what they say, that not all Walmart stores carry all inventory. This is true, but just like Best Buy, you can have the stuff sent to a Walmart that you wanted to. So I'm still not understanding the purpose. If I can say, you know what, I'm going to buy this and have it sent to this Walmart, how is this helping me again that I don't have to get in the car
exactly.
And drive?
So
I am a lazy bitch. I want it delivered to my door. I will pay the extra $5, $10, whatever. I don't care. It's delivered to my door.
Oh, no, I hate going in Walmart. I do. And I'm one, I would rather buy it online, but I'll be damned if I'm going to run to Walmart to pay for it. All right? I'm going to use my fucking credit. Use my fucking Walmart card.
I don't know what this is like, COD in reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Layaway in reverse.
Oh, my God.
This is nuts. You people, y'all scare me.
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand. What the hell?
It's that time. It's that time.
Walmart, I'm going to have to ask you to stop being so derp, all right? Derp, derp,
derp. Derp, 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 derp. What?
Derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp, derp. And there goes our new catchphrase for the summer.
Derp, derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp.
Fucking crazy people, I swear. But anyway, before we ended the show, I wanted to recap what we went over at the beginning of the show. If you or anyone you know is thinking about taking some life, please contact someone for help. There are suicide hotlines, you can call the hospital, and all you people out there,
who decided not to help us today. Yeah, y'all are.
I'm going to call all of you motherfuckers out over and over and over and over.
Yep, and that's it for today's show. Tomorrow, catch Ginger and Corey to the news. And catch them on Tuesday for the pizza.
Keep your pants on.
Yep, it is a high afternoon. Peace out, y'all.
All right, this next test may involve trace amounts of time travel.
Is everyone so fucking stupid?
And how about to end this up? How about another derp, derp, derp?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.